Five Lessons from Joshua to Help You Overcome Discouragement, written by Christy Woods and read by Kelly Gibbons. Today's Bible verse is Joshua 1:9. Haven't I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed, for Yahweh your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua was a man who faced many battles. The term leader was pinned on his lapel. But I often wonder if discouragement tried to become chums with Joshua. After all, one of the first things God spoke to him after he became Israel's leader was to not be dismayed or discouraged. Let's take a look at our friend Joshua in order to gain fuel for our journey in overcoming discouragement. First, remember the commander. Joshua's battle with Jericho is widely known. There was a victory, but there was also a beginning when victory wasn't known. Hop back to the beginning of the book of Joshua. Haven't I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. For Yahweh your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. God reassured Joshua that he was with him, even before the battle began. When we walk where we're led and we hear fear roaring, remember God and his words. Be strong. Be courageous. Haven't I commanded you? Second, ask for help. Oftentimes, we need others to stand alongside us in the battle. Joshua experienced this with Moses. Exodus 17:10 through 12 tells us, "So Joshua did as Moses told him, and fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. When Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. When he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held up his hands, the one on one side and the one on the other side. His hands were steady until sunset." Whether prayer warriors, mentors, pastors, counselors, or even a simple set of listening ears or a truthful tongue can come alongside us, asking for help is often necessary. Third, follow God's counsel. In Joshua 6:2 through 5, we read, "Yahweh said to Joshua, 'Behold, I have given Jericho into your hand, with its king and the mighty men of valor. All of your men of war shall march around the city, going around the city once. You shall do this 6 days. 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. On the 7th day, you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. It shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight in front of him.'" I don't know about you, but I might have questioned a 7-day march. But that's what it took to overthrow Jericho. Joshua was wise. His counselor, God, was even wiser. The end result of Joshua's obedience to God was an overthrow and victory. 4. It's about more than us. When loser status hits, think big. The situation is likely about more than simply us. Darkness loves nothing better than to single us out, reminding us that it's only about us. That's not true. Our lives intersect with others. That's God ordained for his purposes. This battle and its outcome are about more than just us. And 5, God is with us. Joshua 1:5 reminds us, "As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you." Joshua had just taken over the leadership role. Mighty and humble Moses was gone. Joshua had big shoes to fill, and with God's help, he did. Sometimes we have big shoes, or even little ones, to fill as well. There may be bumps along the way, but let's promise each other to keep this verse solidly before us, okay? God isn't in the business of failures. He's not an absent father either. No, when we feel like a loser, it's okay to tell those feelings to take a hike, to set them in prayer at the throne of the Almighty. After all, God is with us.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.